Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 304, Humbled by Nature, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the authors, of course. It's Thursday, so you might need that little extra motivation to get you through to the end of the week, so I have an inspirational quote for you. Quote, whatever you learn, share that knowledge with others. Whatever you grow, share with those who have less. Karen Washington. And with that, let's jump right in as we optimize your life. Humbled by Nature, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. If you're familiar with my site, you've probably seen me exercising outside. As much as I enjoy lifting heavy weights, I also enjoy changing my scenery on occasion by challenging myself outdoors. There's something about struggling to lift a piece of nature that adds a sense of realness and rawness that's unique from any gym experience. No matter what anyone does in the gym, nature is quick to remind us that we could always be stronger. Humble pie. Although it was several years ago, I vividly recall the first time I deadlifted over 600 pounds. It took me a long time to achieve that goal, and I felt on top of the world when I completed the lift. For some reason, pulling 605 pounds felt so much different mentally from when I pulled 595. I had finally achieved the numeric goal that had eluded me for so long. Unfortunately, that feeling of dominance didn't last long. Shortly after achieving my goal, I decided to take a break from heavy barbells. It had been my longest stretch of barbell training ever, so I was eager to mix things up. Logic told me that it was a good time to shift gears back towards odd object training. I was already well-versed in lifting stones, logs, and sandbags, but now I was a 600-pound deadlifter. That had to count for something, right? Foolishly, I assumed that my newfound barbell strength would make the awkward objects fly up with ease. The thought faded instantly, however, after wrapping my hands around a huge log that I found in the woods. My initial attempt at hoisting the log up was a colossal failure. Within a matter of seconds, Mother Nature had served up a hearty dose of humble pie. Same, different object. Although it's been several years since that log humbled me in the woods, it wasn't the first or last object to leave me feeling incapable. There was a stone that recently brought about similar feelings after I came across it while digging up my water well in search of a leak. The stone is challenging enough on its own, but even more so when stuck in wet mud. It took every ounce of strength I had to pull it from the ground. I don't recall how long it took me to remove the stone from the hole, but let's just say it didn't go up on the first attempt. Prying it out of the mud and then lifting it from a water-filled hole wasn't my idea of a good time. I'm still grateful for the experience, though, as I came away with a free stone that will challenge me for years to come. What's the point? At this point, you're probably wondering why I get so excited about being humbled by nature. What is so great about struggling to lift a large stone or log from the ground? There are a few ways to answer that question. One would be to focus on the physical benefits of odd object training. For instance, large stones are heavy, difficult to grip, and unbalanced. Lifting a stone is entirely different from lifting a carefully constructed weight that is intended for exercise. With that in mind, there are certainly unique benefits associated with odd object training. I've discussed some of these benefits several times. Regular visitors to my site have already read about the real-world strength that's derived from odd object training. So instead, I'll use this entry to discuss another unique benefit. Compete with yourself. Whenever I'm seen lifting or carrying an odd object, it's inevitable that someone will ask what it weighs. I never have an accurate answer, though. I don't have the type of scale that's necessary to weigh them. Ironically, I actually prefer to lift objects without knowing their weight. The fitness industry is already filled with an abundance of egos. It's nice to just grab a large stone or log without worrying whether you're lifting as much as the next person. In other words, who cares what it weighs, as long as it is heavy enough to challenge you? When you lift a stone or log, you are lifting a unique object that no one else has. Time isn't wasted wondering how you stack up against the rest of the world. Instead, it's just you against yourself. And no matter how strong you are, it's only a matter of time before that awkward object takes over. Thus, each time you lift or carry the object, you are working solely to become a better version of yourself. No one, including Mother Nature, cares how strong you are. It is inevitable that you will be humbled, but you'll also come out stronger. You won't need a pound or kilogram stamp to confirm that you've become better at lifting or carrying the awkward object. Final thoughts. Speaking as a coach who trains athletes for a living, I'm as competitive as anyone you will ever find. Yet, despite my competitive nature, I'm a firm believer in staying grounded. I share that belief for myself as well as my athletes. If you come to train with me, it's understood that you'll eventually be humbled. Everyone gets an occasional dose of humble pie. Oddly enough, odd object training aligns perfectly with this approach. There's something about struggling to lift an awkward stone or log that brings an athlete back to reality. No matter how big or how bad you think you are, Mother Nature is quick to remind you that there's always room for improvement. In summary, life is too short to waste it constantly comparing yourself to others. If you want to become more successful, focus your time and attention towards becoming a better version of yourself. Worrying about what someone else can or can't do is irrelevant to your own personal growth. Instead, wrap your hands around a large stone or log and do the best that you can with it. You'll eventually come out stronger. You'll also realize that your true competition is seen in the mirror each day. You just listened to the post titled "Humbled by Nature" by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What I love about Ross's post is that you can take it very literally and absolutely go out there and start lifting objects that you see in nature. But really, there's that second layer where he's talking about just becoming a better you. Now, if you do take this post literally and want to go out there and start lifting stones and logs, I wouldn't recommend it for beginners, those of you that just started strength training. This is because as a beginner, you may not be able to lift with the right posture and the right form, and you may actually get injured in the process. So notice that Ross, throughout his post, said athletes. When I have athletes do this, or when I do this, he's been training for years. So again, I imagine, although he didn't say it explicitly, that he would agree with me in that probably not the best for beginners to go out and lift logs and stones. But on that deeper level, when you go to the gym, you'll notice there are probably people looking at you and what you're lifting. You probably look at them too. What I love about what Ross said is don't worry about that. Stop looking at everyone else. Write your goals down, write down what you've done, and try and beat that the next time. Maybe it's next week, maybe it's next month. Eventually, try to improve yourself. That's really what this is all about. And in fact, scientists have a term for this idea of trying to become the best version of yourself. That term is wellness. Those of you listening right now are probably into health and wellness, which is why you're listening to this in the first place. But there's actually a difference between those two ideas. Health really refers to the absence of disease, your social and mental well-being, but wellness is different. Wellness is about doing the best you can with what you're born with. So you may have a disease, you may be missing a limb, you may not be the picture of perfect health, but that's okay. All wellness cares about, all we care about when you're trying to achieve optimal wellness, is doing the best you can and being the best version of yourself. That's why I like to use the term wellness more often than I use the term health. Now, before I go, really quickly, if you want to show some support for our podcast, there are many ways to help out, both free and otherwise. Definitely come by oldpodcast.com/help to check them out. Okay, that's it for Thursday's episode. I'll be back tomorrow for my regular Friday Q&A show, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.